And this is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. The Omicron variant is causing concern around the globe. And today, the first U.S. case was detected in California. So how prepared is Washington State to face this new variant? KUOW's Kate Walters is here to get us up to speed. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Kim.
So state health officials, they know people have questions, and they briefed reporters today about this new variant. What was the key takeaway?
Well, what I heard is that they're really doubling down on their push for people to get vaccinated and to get their booster shots. They're saying, look, this isn't a time to panic, but it is a time to focus on prevention and the tools that we have, you know, like vaccines, like masking, and like testing. They said the threat of Delta remains in this state, and it's likely just a matter of time before Omicron joins us here as well. And in fact, the news about the first US case broke during the press conference.
Wow. And what kind of reaction did you see from the officials as that came out?
You know, there wasn't a really big reaction. It didn't seem like a surprise to them. They knew it was coming. They'd said previously that it was likely Omicron was already in the US. So this was just confirmation for them, I think. There's still so much that's unknown about this new variant. But what the experts on this call were saying is that the biggest concern right now is whether it will be more infectious than Delta. And while we wait for the science to come in on that, officials are saying that the state is monitoring for Omicron. They're actively hunting for it and the cases here. And they're confident that they will be able to detect it when it arrives.
So how will they know when it gets to Washington State or if it's already here?
Well, Dr. Scott Lindquist is the state epidemiologist, and he says there are labs across Washington that are sequencing positive samples of the virus to try to keep track of which variants are in the community.
Over a year ago, we set up a very robust genotyping program in Washington State just for this reason, just so that we could pick up new variants that are coming in from around the globe. And we have not seen this. We have had no detections of this. We have been looking for it since the beginning.
Okay, so he's saying it's not here yet, as far as I know, but officials expect it will be. How does this change our risk calculus?
Well, you know, like I said, there are still a lot of unknowns about this variant. You know, how infectious is it? How severe are the symptoms? How effective are the vaccines and the treatments against it? You know, there are still question marks over all of those things. So for now, it doesn't really change much. You know, there are no new rules coming down from the state at this point or anything like that. What I am hearing, though, is a change in the messaging from the officials here, especially around boosters, where just a matter of days ago it was, you know, hey, if you're eligible, think about getting a booster. Now it's much more urgent. So here's Dr. Umesh Shah, the state secretary of health.
Now the message is very simple. It's very clear. If you are above the age of 18, if you've already received the Pfizer Moderna vaccine, it's been more than 6 months. And if it's been at least 2 months past your J&J one dose vaccine, please get your booster and get it today.
Now, there is a little bit of a rush on boosters at the moment. So in King County, finding appointments can be a bit hard. And Shah says people shouldn't be overly alarmed if you can't get your booster shot today. It's not like you suddenly have no immunity. It's just the immunity that you have sort of wanes a little bit over time, which is totally normal for vaccines. Doesn't mean they're not working. It's just that you need to top up that immunity, you know, just like you did with the childhood shots.
You know, Kate, just thinking about this, the timing couldn't be worse. All of this happening as the holidays are approaching and people are set on traveling. What do people need to know as we head into the holiday season?
Yeah, it felt for a second there like we were going to get a reprieve these holidays, didn't it? So the top recommendation is, again, to get vaccinated, you know, adults and kids alike, and make sure the people that you're gathering with are vaccinated as well. If someone's unvaccinated, then the health experts are saying, you know, masking and distancing are really important. And we also heard today that testing is key, especially for people who are unvaccinated or for anyone who feels sick. When it comes to traveling, you know, the testing requirements might depend on the airline or the destination. So, you know, you really do need to look into that before you go. But in general, what they said is, you know, they're recommending that you test 3 to 5 days after you arrive in your destination and again, 3 to 5 days after you get home. And they also said, look at what's happening in the community that you're traveling to and just think really deeply about how to best protect yourself and whether you should be traveling there at all.
And we'll be keeping an eye on that in the days and weeks to come. Kate Walters with the latest guidance on the Omicron COVID variant. Thank you for this.
You're welcome.